Introduce the Lamberts. In St. Jude, Missouri, Enid and Alfred Lambert face daily challenges. Alfred, a retired train engineer, battles Parkinson's disease, which is slowly taking away his strength and sharpness. Enid, his devoted wife, shoulders more responsibilities at home as she cares for him. Their lives are marked by moments of quiet reflection and growing frustration as they silently acknowledge the difficult truths they face. The passing years have left deep marks on their lives. Alfred, once able to paint the patio furniture effortlessly, now finds even simple tasks difficult and takes weeks to finish them. He hides his weaknesses behind his pride, making it hard for Enid to deal with his denial and decline. His condition, both physically and emotionally, slowly weakens their relationship, each day chipping away at their shared memories. Chip's varied life journey. Chip, once a college professor, is a study in contrasts. He lives in New York City, where he's faced many ups and downs in his personal and professional life. Unlike his parents, who lead stable lives, Chip's life is always changing. He's dealt with challenges, like a relationship with a student that caused problems, struggles with writing for movies, and a difficult relationship with Julia Vray. Chip represents a generation torn between big dreams and harsh realities, his life a mix of opportunities and mistakes. Enid and Alfred visit New York before their cruise and unexpectedly meet Chip. Their meeting highlights the growing distance between parent and child, with awkward exchanges and unspoken tensions. Enid misunderstands Chip's job and is unaware of his lifestyle choices, showing how different their expectations and reality have become. Chip is struggling with his screenplay, torn between trying to sound smart and expressing himself authentically. His pursuit of Julia and his interactions with his younger sister, Denise, show how complex he is. He's a man dealing with his own dreams and disappointments. The Lambert family faces challenges with who they are, achieving success, and dealing with time. It's a complex picture of life's contradictions, getting older, striving to stay relevant, and the strong ties of family that both hold them together and set them free. The Lambert family's journey shows us the ups and downs of life. We see how life isn't perfect, with both good and bad moments. It reminds us that everyone is trying their best to handle life's challenges. Home conflicts. Gary Lambert, the oldest son in the Lambert family, lives a complicated life in Philadelphia. Unlike the slow pace of St. Jude and the busy life of New York, Gary's world is filled with daily routines and hidden struggles. He spends time in his darkroom, a special place where he develops photos of his parents. These pictures, capturing moments from the past, make him feel both respect and sadness. Gary enjoys a quiet moment while his youngest son, Jonah, is absorbed in reading Prince Caspian. Meanwhile, the distant sounds of a soccer game where Gary's wife, Caroline, has been injured break the silence. Their domestic calm is further interrupted by a phone call from Enid, who insists that Gary and his family come back to St. Jude for one last Christmas gathering. Familial and marital tensions. During this phone call, Gary faces the stress of family and marriage issues. He talks with Enid about the family reunion, avoiding the deeper issues and dealing with his mother's expectations. The news about Alfred's patent and Axon Corporation's interest grabs Gary's attention, mixing his work life with personal history. The scenes in Gary's home show a family struggling quietly. Gary's argument with Caroline about the trip to St. Jude highlights the tensions in their marriage. Caroline's strong refusal to look back at the past and Gary's insistence on a family reunion expose their unspoken issues and different goals. Gary's struggle with family. Gary feels torn between wanting to connect with his roots and taking care of his parents and dealing with his strained marriage. The differences in values and preferences with his spouse have grown over time. His conflict isn't just about visiting St. Jude, but also about what family means to him and how he fits into the Lambert family. Amid personal and family issues, Axon Corporation's interest in Alfred's patent becomes crucial for Gary. It's not just a business deal, but also a connection to his father's legacy, adding more complexity to Gary's thoughts. Amidst his wealthy lifestyle, Gary faces personal challenges hidden behind a facade of success. He battles silently with depression, using alcohol to cope, while his marriage to Caroline lacks genuine connection. Their tension grows as Caroline openly disapproves of St. Jude and its values, conflicting with Gary's lingering loyalty to his mother, Enid. This loyalty tug-of-war intensifies Gary's internal turmoil. Despite rejecting his Midwestern roots outwardly, Gary's actions reveal an ironic resemblance to his father, highlighting his deep conflict and unhappiness. The passage of time over the oceans. Enid and Alfred are on a cruise ship named Gunnar Myrdal. They are far away from their usual life in St. Jude. The cruise was meant to be a getaway, but it became a stage for their relationship. In their cabin, Alfred, dealing with Parkinson's disease, stays awake while Enid snores. He thinks about their shared past. Alfred remembers the start of their relationship with Enid when she pretended to sleep as a part of their romantic routine. He recalls how Enid's happiness about expecting Denise was soon clouded by a fight over money advice. Alfred left abruptly for a lonely work trip, which was supposed to be about inspecting railways. During this trip, he accidentally shared inside information about Midpack acquiring the Ernie Belt Railroad with their neighbor Chuck Meisner. Family dynamics at home. Enid faces the challenge of managing their home alone while Alfred is away. Taking care of their sons, Chip and Gary, adds to her responsibilities. The atmosphere in the household is tense. Chip reacts dramatically when served liver and bacon for dinner, while Gary innocently asks for more food, revealing underlying family tensions. Alfred's strictness at the table, insisting Chip finishes his meal, contrasts with his later act of kindness, carrying a sleeping Chip to bed. Alfred steps out of his laboratory, not to continue his steel experiments, but to find solace with Enid. However, their conversation in the bedroom quickly shifts from science to a confrontation about their feelings. Enid feels hurt because she thinks Alfred ignores her emotionally, while Alfred refuses to admit he's angry with her. This reveals how complicated their marriage is. Alfred's realization about his feelings. The story then changes to a more personal moment between Enid and Alfred. Amidst discussions about investments and closeness, the scene captures a rare moment of connection between them. This moment is important for Alfred because it makes him realize his true love for sleep. Sleep becomes a refuge from the challenges of their relationship and his declining health. As the night goes on, Alfred's mental state starts to change strangely. He begins talking to a hallucination he calls a sociopathic turd, a bizarre figure that shows how much he's struggling inside. This encounter highlights Alfred's battle with seeing things that aren't real and losing touch with what's really happening around him. Temporary relief from worries with medication. Enid, using the drug Eslan, gets a break from her concerns, allowing her to sleep while Alfred deals with his nighttime struggles. However, this chemical escape doesn't solve the deeper issues in their long, strained relationship. At breakfast, Enid and Alfred chat with other passengers. Alfred, feeling overwhelmed and confused, is near a dangerous fall from the ship. Enid and Alfred's story, as portrayed in Gunnar Myrdal's depiction, shows a marriage facing challenges from time passing, sickness, and unfulfilled hopes. Enid and Alfred's story on the Gunnar Myrdal unfolds their long marriage, marked by challenges. It explores themes of love, duty, and the passage of time. Alfred silently battles Parkinson's disease, experiencing hallucinations that symbolize his loss of identity and control. Meanwhile, Enid struggles with caregiving and seeks solace in medication, highlighting the burdens and unmet desires in their relationship. Their journey reflects memory, loss, and the quest for connection in their later years. Ambition shapes personal identity. Robin Pasafaro, a native of Philadelphia, has deep roots in the city's Teamster tradition. Her father, Nick, holds strong socialist beliefs, contrasting sharply with Robin's brother Billy. Billy's life has been marked by political activism and eventually involvement in crime, climaxing in a shocking act of violence at a corporate event. This incident casts a long shadow over Robin's life, drawing her into a complex web of family loyalties and city politics. Brian Callahan, Robin's husband, has recently become wealthy thanks to his software success. He now aims to transform Philadelphia's dining scene with a new restaurant called The Generator. He recruits Denise Lambert, formerly of Midland Pacific, as his head chef. Denise's journey at Midland Pacific was marked by hard work, despite challenges from her co-worker Don Armour. Her relationship with her parents, Alfred and Enid, is strained due to differing expectations. Her father is strict, while her mother holds traditional aspirations. Denise's evolving relationships and identity. Denise's life is filled with complicated relationships. She married Emile Berger, but later had an affair with Becky Himmerling. These events show how she is figuring out who she is and pushing back against what society expects. Her journey of self-acceptance continues when she becomes involved with Robin. This affair costs her job at the Generator when their relationship becomes known. Denise faces challenges while her brother Chip deceives in Lithuania. He's involved in creating fake investment websites as part of a larger scam. His emails to Denise contrast sharply with the calm life in Philadelphia, where the Lambert family prepares for Christmas. The Lambert family's lives are woven together in a tapestry of struggles and dreams. Each character faces their own inner battles and ambitions. Philadelphia, with its unique mix of tough charm and diverse social scene, forms the backdrop for these interconnected stories. Robin grapples with her family's legacy, while Chip finds himself in morally complex situations in Lithuania. Their stories reveal the rich tapestry of human life, imperfect, resilient, and endlessly captivating. Denise's journey isn't just about defying rules, it's about finding herself amidst conflicting expectations and societal norms. It highlights the struggle to stay true to who you are while dealing with family and societal pressures. Family Christmas Gathering. At St. Jude, the Lambert family gathers for their last Christmas together. Instead of festive warmth, unresolved issues and the passing of time cast a shadow over the occasion. Alfred's declining health reminds everyone how fragile life is, affecting each family member deeply in their own way. Alfred, once strong and authoritative, now faces battles with dementia and Parkinson's disease. His clear moments are fleeting, often giving way to confusion. This change affects the family, especially Enid. She went from being a traditional homemaker to a tired caregiver. The stress of Alfred's illness and the responsibility of keeping life normal weigh heavily on her. Gary tries to take charge and solve his family's problems, but ends up feeling unhappy and causing arguments with his wife. When he tries to talk about caring for Alfred, it only shows how much he's struggling personally and how distant he feels from his family. Denise's journey of self-discovery and acceptance. Denise is on a journey to discover herself and accept who she is. She faces challenges in understanding her identity and relationships. Her experiences include both successes and difficulties, showing how people grow personally while dealing with family expectations. Chip's return from Lithuania brings a sense of unpredictability and a fresh perspective to the family's dynamics. His time abroad was filled with morally challenging situations and exciting adventures, contrasting sharply with the stagnant and burdened atmosphere at the Lambert home. When families come together at Christmas, underlying tensions and past hurts often linger. Instead of healing old wounds, these reunions highlight the fragile and complicated nature of familial relationships. They mix love with resentment, memories shared, and the inevitable passage of time, showing the true essence of family life. The Lambert family's Last Christmas serves as a way to explore how family members evolve personally and deal with their inner struggles. Rather than a joyful gathering, this event reveals each character's internal conflicts and their challenges in facing life's inevitable difficulties. The story shows how family members, despite sharing blood and history, can feel very distant from each other's lives. Gary's sudden anger and Denise's new understanding aren't just personal moments, they also highlight how families change over time. Gary is struggling with the idea of becoming the family leader, while Denise is exploring her own identity and independence. Their actions reveal the conflict between what they want for themselves and what they owe to their family. Reverse parental roles and empowerment. Enid's story also explores aging and how roles between parents and children can switch. She changes from just watching life happen to taking charge of Alfred's care. This shift isn't just about Enid. It shows how women can break free from traditional roles and gain power. Criticizes societal norms and expectations, especially regarding mental health, aging, and gender roles. Through the story of the Lambert family, we're encouraged to think about their views and prejudices, promoting a deeper understanding of human nature. Key points. 1. Aging and illness can deeply affect family relationships, creating both emotional distance and dependency. 2. Life's contradictions are evident in individuals' dreams, struggles, and how they cope with personal and professional challenges. 3. Family dynamics shift as roles evolve, with parents becoming dependent on children and children exploring their own paths. 4. Personal growth often involves facing the complexities of identity, relationships, and the expectations of others. 5. Even in a family reunion, unresolved tensions and personal struggles overshadow moments that should bring joy. 6. Caregiving and aging highlight the emotional and physical burdens of family members, reshaping their roles and sense of purpose. 7. The passage of time, societal norms, and internal conflicts challenge individuals to navigate their desires, memories, and future.